A recent $225 million alleged cattle heist in southeastern Washington is one of the largest cases in American history. Cattle rustling is as old as the West, but as correspondent Anna King reports, nowadays, the big cases happen on paper, not on the range.
Let's start with a story about a classic rustling theft. The udders of several mother cows on a Red Bluff, Texas ranch were engorged with milk. The owners called in Detective Chad Parker, who now runs an industry group that fights cattle rustling.
We put up cameras. We surveilled corrals at night. We put out bait cattle.
He even put radio frequency trackers under the skin of those bait cows. In the end, he never found the culprit. Parker says the cattle could have been in another state.
They're easy to move. You load them up in a semi-truck into a van.
It's kind of been part of this industry from the beginning and continues to be there.
That's Daryl Peel. He's a livestock marketing specialist with Oklahoma State University. He says Old West-style rustling has evolved into even larger-scale rustling on paper. According to Parker, there were a dozen theft cases in 2020 in just California. That's about $174,000 worth of rustling. But Peel says it's rare to see a cattle theft on the scale of the alleged $225 million Easter Day heist. Peel says cattle are sitting ducks, they're mobile, and they're highly valued assets.
Financial institutions have a chronic ongoing problem of trying to verify assets relative to loan portfolios. And so they spend a lot of time sending inspectors out to check on whether or not the cattle that they have loaned money on really exist.
Peel says a swindle like the alleged Easter Day case could never have happened just a few decades ago. Today's operations have grown much larger and more complex.
This type of activity or this type of an event would not have been possible, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, because there were much smaller feeding companies, feedlots, much smaller packing companies, operating in most cases on a fairly local or regional basis as opposed to a national basis.
Cattle are also really hard to track. Those brands burned into their side can be rebranded, and ear tags can be removed. There are no paper titles tracking cattle, and cattle can change hands 3-4 times in their lifespan. One thing hasn't changed, human psychology. Experts say some cattle thieves try to beg off, saying they didn't know. Others cry and say they didn't mean to. But
I find that nearly every circumstance that they know that it's wrong and what they're doing is wrong.
Scott Williamson runs a statewide network of cattle sleuths out of Fort Worth, Texas. He supervises investigations of everything from cattle theft to stolen saddles. Williamson says some rustlers start out with a small theft that just keeps growing. Others think they're going to pay it all back. Still others are hardened criminals. In all the cases Williamson has seen, he's only had one man say he did it to feed his family.
For the most part, God just put an innate nature in us to know when we're doing something that's not right. You know, the old adage is if it doesn't sound right or feel right, it's probably not right. And so theft or fraud, deception, anything of that means in property crime, I believe is... was intended.
Williamson says most all of the thieves he catches, it's not their first time. It's just the first time they got caught. I'm Anna King.